I smiled, bent down to his ear, and whispered, "Who told you that the world was going to come to an end tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
"Well, let's see."
He scratched his head.
"Was it you?"
"No. Think a little harder."
"Well, gosh, I can't remember, Hank."
"Here's a little hint. Was it, by any chance, a cat?"
"A cat. A cat. Let's see now. You were asleep, and I was up by the yard gate this morning, and do you reckon it could have been Pete?"
I glanced off to the east and saw Pete basking in the sun beside the garden gate. He was purring and washing himself, which means that he was spitting in his paw and wiping the spit over his face. That's the way a cat takes a bath. I take tremendous pride in my personal appearance. I cultivate a rich, manly smell. I bathe regularly in the sewer. Now let's look at Pete. He takes spit baths. Has anyone ever seen him in the sewer? No, sir. But has Sally Mae ever referred to him as a stinking cat? No, sir. So there you are. And that's one of 24 reasons why I hate cats, and Pete in particular. I had to get that off my chest. Now, where was I? Well, Drover, we've broken the case.
You mean the world's not going to end tomorrow?
That's correct.
Oh, what a relief. I tried not to show it, Hank, but I was mighty scared. But are you sure we're safe?
I saw the calendar. It didn't say end of the world. It said end of the month clearance sale.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Is it?
Well, maybe it's not.
It may be good, Drover, but it's not wonderful.
That's what I meant.
It can't be wonderful because we were duped by the cat.
You mean?
Yes, exactly. We broke the case, but consider the price.